the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism, in not more than 150 words, to editors at socialistparty.org.uk, or if you're not online, P.O. Box 1398, Enfield N1, 9GT. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. For legal reasons, we need your full name, address, and phone number, but confidentiality will be respected if requested. Labour, the party is over. The left in the Labour Party argued that the recent National Executive Committee, NEC, election was very important, that members should not leave, so that they get a vote. In the event, ultra-Blairite Luke Akehurst topped the poll. The left won 5 seats. According to the ballot result, the Labour Party has 495,961 members on paper, slightly down from the height of the Corbyn era. Many members have cancelled their standing orders over the past months, but they are only removed from the membership lists after they have reached 6 months arrears. A truer indication of the real membership number is the number who voted in the NEC election, 129,549 members. This is less than half the 293,093 who voted in the NEC by-election at the beginning of the year, and a small fraction of the 500,000 who voted in the leadership election of 2016. This shows that the hundreds of thousands who flocked to the Labour Party under Corbyn's leadership are disengaging and leaving. Among the youth, the collapse in membership and engagement is even greater. Corbyn embodied the hope of the youth for a better future. Tens of thousands turned out to hear him, and mobilized to campaign for him in 2017. But only 8,159 voted for the NEC youth rep on the NEC. In the Corbynist stronghold of London, only 1,660 voted. If Corbyn and his supporters set up a new party, they could quickly assemble a large membership. Unfortunately, Corbyn has basically given up, and the so-called Socialist Campaign Group, which has not organized any campaigns for decades, have kept their heads down, and have limited themselves to mild pleas for Starmer to readmit Corbyn. But a new party is needed. Those who want to help build it should come along to Socialism 2020 next weekend. Amnon Cohen, North London.